The federal agency that supports libraries across the country and here in Wisconsin has restored thousands of grants canceled by the Trump administration after a court ruling last week. Over the past 15 years, the Institute of Museum and Library Services has awarded more than a dozen federal grants per year to Wisconsin museums, libraries, and archives, adding up to nearly $70 million over that time.
Library and museum leaders in the state say this loss of funding is especially critical for museums and rural libraries. In just a bit, we'll hear from the Madison Children's Museum about what that funding restoration means for their work. First, we take a look at how federal funding supports the library system in Wisconsin.
Ben Miller is state librarian for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. That's the agency that oversees public education and libraries. Ben, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, glad to be here.
These federal grants, they bring millions of dollars to Wisconsin libraries each year. What kind of services are supported by this funding?
Absolutely. We're really happy to have these funds. The things that they provide are at the Department of Public Instruction level. We have an incredible staff who work tirelessly every day to provide consulting services, troubleshooting, best practices, that kind of thing to our libraries around the state. But more sort of tangibly, this funding provides interlibrary loan service, so being able to get a book from across the state, as well as access to electronic resources and a really innovative project. So if anyone, I know most people know Libby, which is the ebook program that was actually started with LSTA funding years and years ago, where we took it on. It was kind of a radical new idea in the early 2000s. And we tried it. We used federal funds to try it. We stepped ourselves off of it. And now it's one of the most successful in the nation. So that's the kind of stuff that this funding provides access to Wisconsin to.
And from what I understand, Wisconsin is a national leader in fulfilling interlibrary loans and outer library loans, patrons requesting books from not only elsewhere in the state, but around the country. What makes these programs so strong in Wisconsin?
We are. I think it's our library collaboration around the state. So our interlibrary loan is the best in the country because we have both a local consortium sharing as well as us being the sort of statewide sharing. So we have this sort of safety net of if you can't get it within your own library system in the state, then you can get it from WSCAT, which gets it from anywhere in the state or even anywhere in the country if we need to. And that's what these federal dollars provide.
And from what I understand as well, that the software is super good on this system, but there are people behind it who are also making it happen.
Absolutely. And those are the staff that I referenced before. Each request that comes to us, so not every request comes to us because most of the software does that, but when the requests come to us, we have human beings who are amazing, and they do the work of making sure that they give that sort of care and human touch to make sure that the right thing gets to the right person. And I don't think we could be successful without that.
When we think of how our public libraries function, I mean, we often look to the support by local governments along with state funding and donations. What do Wisconsin libraries lose, though, if federal funding doesn't continue into the future?
So, I mean, I think what it loses is that sort of innovation of being able to move forward and do some collaborative things outside of a single municipality or library, because our libraries do amazing things and we learn a lot from our libraries. But I think we can provide that sort of backdrop to let them do their jobs and let them serve their communities really well by using these federal funds to provide services at scale that don't need to be replicated everywhere. We don't need every library to have interlibrary loan expertise. If you're a tiny library, like, we provide that for you. And then you can focus on finding the next, you know, bestseller for your patrons that are coming in. That's really the sort of multiplier effect that I think this has. And being able to try out new things like ebooks, we positioned ourselves incredibly well nationally with our ebook program because we were able to get in on the ground floor really early on to test it out, prove that it worked, and then get funding from there that was sustainable.
Does this type of federal funding support staff salaries?
It does at the DPI level. So out of our staff, we have about 19 staff at DPI that work on library issues, and 16.1 of them are federally funded. And so this is really damaging if we don't have this federal funding continued.
I feel like libraries are such a heartbeat in a community, and especially for rural areas. And I'm wondering if you can talk about rural and tribal libraries who would be disproportionately affected by the loss of federal funding. What is the significance of these federal dollars for these libraries?
Yeah, I think, I mean, when we talk about our tribal libraries, it's incredibly pronounced what this is. We saw with these grants early in the cycle, we've kind of been on this roller coaster this year with federal funding, and the Bad River Library up north had to close because their grant was taken away from them. They had to let their library director go and close the library. When they were restored, this is kind of, we've had these stops and starts, which has been pretty frustrating to deal with and takes us away from our actual work. But when that funding was restored, they were able to bring that person back because they saw the value in having a library there. And I think in our rural areas, these services are incredibly important because it might be the only place in that community where you can get access to wireless internet for free without having to pay for something. It might be the only place you can get access to the information that you need or apply for a job. In a rural area, libraries are critical infrastructure for our communities.
It seems in a bit like lights off, lights on. You know, libraries are still on shaky ground with funding. There's a lot of back and forth and uncertainty right now. What does the future hold? What about funding next year and beyond?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're focused on right now. So this was seeing grant funding be restored today and in this last couple of weeks has been really making me feel optimistic, but we're really looking to next year. So we are hopeful that we have money appropriated to us through the Senate and House subcommittees that are responsible for that. So we're hoping for a passage of the budget, and that will give us a grant award for next year. I think that will happen because we are through the appropriations process, but I can't, you know, I wouldn't bet on it because we just don't know what the future is going to hold. But that has been what has been most challenging about this whole thing is we're thankful to see the money come back, but we need to be able to plan and we need to move forward with being able to do innovative things for the residents of Wisconsin. And I know tribal libraries are exactly there. I've had some conversations this week and they're all wondering about their grants that went away and came back. And that comprises a lot of their operating budget. They can't operate without that. And we're at the same place as the state library agency. And we need to know with certainty that we're able to do things. Everything we're doing now is on a project basis, which isn't the best way to plan or provide services to the residents of Wisconsin.
Ben, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Ben Miller, state librarian for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. That's the agency that oversees grants distributed by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. We've been talking about the significance of these federal grants, which were reinstated last week after the Trump administration canceled them earlier this year. Now we turn to museums, which also receive critical funding from the federal government to keep their community programs going. Lily Hoyer Winfield is Director of Development for Madison Children's Museum, which serves around 200,000 visitors a year. Lily, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How is the work you do at the Children's Museum supported by federal grants?
Madison Children's Museum has been serving families and children for over 45 years, and federal grants like from IMLS and other institutions have been an essential partner for our work here at the museum. They help us do big community-centered projects and long-term strategic planning or creating new exhibit spaces that keep children learning. And they also fund really important small projects across Wisconsin that are really vital for museums to keep institutions running, like professional development, preservation of collections, and improvements for accessibility for visitors and staff.
So it seems like this federal funding infiltrates into a whole variety of things happening within the museum environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. IMLS really gets museums, gets libraries, and gets how vital they are for the community and really touches all that we do.
What does it mean to have this funding restored?
The funding restored has been an incredible turning point. The disruption that happened earlier this year with the federal funding freeze and all of, frankly, the chaos that ensued around it was really difficult, not only for our staff and our visitors and our plans, but to get the funding restored just renewed our projects that we had already been They'd already been granted and were really important for the work that we want to do, not only for today, but for the future of the organization. We feel very fortunate that our grants got reinstated. We're only in 8% of organizations that had grant restored at this time, thanks to a multi-state lawsuit that Wisconsin joined and the diligence of our grants administrator. So the funding allows us to stabilize projects and communicate and restart the work with our partners and move full speed ahead, completing our important work.
Right after these grants were paused or canceled in the spring, you teamed up with the Madison Public Library to do a postcard writing outreach campaign. What was on those postcards?
Oh, they were really heartfelt. So the postcards were written by both children and adults, some who are just learning how to spell and write. So that was really darling. And we dropped off over hundreds of postcards to our elected officials' offices. They read, it was anywhere from keep our museums and libraries open, they're important for our work, help me grow, help me learn, I love coming here with my family, I love coming here with my grandparent. Really heartfelt messages right directly from the folks who come and use these vital cultural institutions and organizations. It was really meaningful.
Lily, it seems like the funding situation is a little bit touch and go. What are you watching for as this back and forth situation continues with federal funding?
Well, we're really grateful that we will be completing the work for our grants that were paused. We'll be completing all that work in December by the end of this year. So we just feel like we can get some stabilization. We've had wonderful communication with our individual foundation and corporate partners and hundreds of families who support the museum. So we're just really watching for different opportunities that come up for the next few years as we go into our 50th anniversary in 2030 for projects that might still be funded by federal grants if that funding aligns with our kind of strategic direction for the museum.
Lily, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thanks for everything Wisconsin Public Radio does for this state. We're really grateful.
That is Lily Hoyer Winfield, Development Director for the Madison Children's Museum. And earlier, we talked with State Librarian Ben Miller about the Institute of Museum and Library Services restoring millions of dollars in grant funding following a federal court ruling and the impact on Wisconsin libraries and museums.